next chapter he has over here. So we went already through what is the basic chiyuv of Meiser. Is it a halacha? Is it a minig? And we basically came out that it's a minig. It's a nice minig to have. Since it's only a minig, you can to a certain degree accept it with qualifications, which we mentioned some of them, but we'll get to them as we go through the whole thing. After we go through the entire picture, then we'll go back and see more specifically what's nogeya to individually the mice. Not everybody individually, but in general in our situation. The next thing we did was to discuss what you have to take mice from, what is considered income that is miserable, okay, or liable to miser. That was the last thing that we did, the last 2 weeks. And now we're up to the next parrot. Who is required to take off miser? Not from what things, but under what circumstances, what conditions the person have to be in to take miser? What kind of circumstances would exempt you from taking miser? Even if it would be halacha, calls you can, if it's only a minute. And here again, since it's only a minig, and if a person understands that and accepted to do it with conditions that he would set for himself, right, under what qualifications, then you could be makel in most of these things. In other words, if there's an argument whether this is chayiv, not chayiv, this kind of person is, if you know you're doing it only as a minig, then there's place to be lenient, which is usually what we are. Usually in all these things, we go after the very few exceptions, the more lenient opinion. Okay. Some hold that every person, no matter how poor you are, has to take maaser from any income he has. See in a second what that means too. Unless you don't have bread and water. If you're starving, mamish, then you don't have to take maaser. Right? If somebody gives you money and you can only buy bread and water with it and you have nothing else, you don't have to take off maaser before you buy the bread and water. But anything else, right. That's one opinion. That's the most strict opinion. Then there's another opinion. That anybody who is in a matzav dachu, right, he's a needy person. He's not able to make ends meet. Right, meaning he needs help from the outside. He needs to take stock. He needs to take, what's it called? He has to get help. Right, he can't make ends meet on his own. Okay. And he doesn't live with any luxuries, right? He lives basically a very austere existence. Then he doesn't have to take maaser. A person like that is not required to take maaser. He has basically what he needs for his own existence, right? Even though he has more than bread and water, but basically, what's it called? Makes ends meet and not 100% either. That person does not take maaser. And another opinion, which is somewhere in between, that even though it's etzemadin, a person like that is not required to take ma'aser, since the Rabbanu Shalom promises that if you take ma'aser, you're not going to lose out, a person like that, on his own, should volunteer to give ma'aser also. So basically, bottom line of all of this is that if a person is in dire straits, not dire straits meaning that he has nothing to eat, he has what to eat, but he doesn't have any extra, no luxuries. He basically makes the month for with his food and shelter and whatever. That mi'ikr hadin is not chayiv to give ma'aser. Or, but what we say, right, what's it called? And that doesn't mean that you can't have necessities. You could buy a refrigerator, you could buy a stove. Right? You don't have to live in a cave. Because what is necessity depends on a person's upbringing, on the place where he lives, on the time when history lives. Right? 150 years ago, nobody had any refrigerators. You didn't need a refrigerator. You need a telephone. Right? You didn't need a million things like that. Right? But today, those things became necessities. Most people can't live without them. Most people can't live in a cave. You have to live in a house. You have to pay a mashkanta. You have to pay rent. You have to do something. Right? There's people who live on the subway, right? So we never have a house or whatever. They walk around with a shopping cart with all their worldly possessions, and they go from subway to subway. And you know, whenever they feel they want to have a change of atmosphere, they go to their summer home on the L train and their winter home on the M train or whatever. The people live like that. Most people can't live like that. So those are called necessities also. So we're not talking about a person who's, again, starving and living on a park bench. We're talking about a person who has normal expenses, who lives a normal life for that place, that time, or whatever, and but can only barely make ends meet. So that kind of person can do one of two things. Either he's not chayav to give ma'aser at all, okay, or what he can do is the following, which is better. This is what I usually tell people. You should keep a record of your achnasot, knows what you make, and keep a record of it, and how much ma'aser, and borrow that money for yourself, for ma'aser. Believe never that if you'll ever win the lottery, or you'll become rich, you'll pay it back. But believe never. Okay? So you are taking ma'aser, and you are using that ma'aser for yourself. You really could use it without ever paying it back, because you come first when it comes to tzedakah. You need that tzedakah for yourself. Right? But since there are opinions that say that if you have anything more than bread and water, you're required to take ma'aser. Even though we don't pass in b'chlal, you try to take ma'aser altogether. But this is an idea of how you can do it. Right? You're borrowing that money of your ma'aser money, and if you ever have the ability, you'll pay it back, b'chlal neder. And so that's a lot more in keeping with the ma'aser. You are taking ma'aser, but you come first, so you're able to use it. You don't want to take it with, stam as tzedakah. You'll take it as a loan. And if it ever comes the situation where you'll be able to pay it back, you'll pay back that ma'aser. That's what I usually tell people to do in that kind of situation. A person who's supported by tzedakah ma'aser. Till now we're talking about somebody who basically earns a living but makes ends meet barely. Now we're talking about somebody who doesn't make ends meet at all, doesn't earn anything. His whole hachnos is tzedakah. That's it. He can't work. Right? There are people like that. I mean, it's hard to, people usually come to the door and I say, why don't you get a job? Or, but then they show me all their medical things and they can't work and they can't get a job. And there's some people just can't get a job. They're just not employable. Okay? They could be healthy people or whatever. They just, whatever reason, emotionally, nobody's gonna hire them. So they need to live on tzedakah. So somebody who needs to live on tzedakah, his only income is tzedakah, doesn't have to take off ma'aser. Okay? And if he wants to be machmer, so he should give the ma'aser to the tzedakah that he's taking the money from. If he gets supported by a certain gemach or whatever, right? Gemach matityo, what's it called? What's our... Karen tzedakah. Right? If somebody is his entire hachnosa, which I don't think happens over here, but in any case, let's say it would be. Somebody, Rahman al-Islam, can't work or whatever, and the seaboard would decide that we're going to, through the Karen tzedakah, would support that person. Okay? It's conceivable that could happen, something like that. Right? Then, if they want to take off ma'aser from that money, they should give the money back to the Karen tzedakah, not give it to somebody else. Okay? Because you're being supported by this Karen, so help the Karen out too. If you want to be machmer, give it to the Karen. Okay. Same thing goes for a person learning in Kolo, who's not getting, tremendous amounts of money, except according to some of the political parties here, that every Kolo guy gets, who knows what kind of, gigantic stipends, as opposed to the poor soldiers who don't get anything, which is much the opposite in reality. But in any case, most cold people are not, living high on the high on the hog. They're just eking out a living, right? Especially if you're an art cold. So therefore, what's it called? A person like that really is not chayiv to give ma'aser. If he wants to be machmer, maybe he should give the money back to the kolo, or he should borrow the money. The ma'aser money, use it for himself, and keep a cheshbon, b'li neder, if he ever wins the lottery, becomes rich, or whatever, the kol starts to pay him, like a high executive, he'll pay it back. Okay. Okay, next. So that's a person who's a family person, who's earning but either earning minimal or a person who's not earning anything and lives off tzedakah. Those are the two things. Next thing, a bacher or a girl who is living off their parents. They're not at home. They have an income. Those the parents give them an allowance. Parents send them money in seminary or in yeshiva. And the parents earmark this money for their expenses. They're not just stop giving them money. They have to have clean clothes, so they have to pay the cleaners, and they have to buy food if the yeshiva doesn't provide the food or whatever. And they have to, whatever, they have to take buses or whatever. So they give them money to pay for their expenses, okay? Or to buy specific things, right? It's earmarked for specific things. They're not only... Don't they have to take off Meiser? They're not allowed to take off Meiser for that money. They're stealing from their parents. Because if you take off Meiser, then the parents have to send you more. They're sending you exactly what you need for these things. So they give you money, use it whatever you want, that's an income. Then, Taki, you have to take off Meiser. But if they give you the money basically to cover your expenses, that's it. Right? They figured out what your expenses are. You have a little bit extra, which that's also part of expenses for some kind of entertainment, some kind of leisure. Right, then lechara from the expense money for sure you don't think of Meiser, and it could be even from the leisure money. They want you to use it for things that whatsoever. If you take off Meiser from that, you won't have money for the things that are almost necessary for your leisure things too. Right, so then it's you're stealing from the parents if you take off Meiser. Okay, and but if you ask your parents' permission, if you can take Meiser from that, right, then fine, that's their choice. But surely if they took off Meiser from this money already, right, and they're giving now what their money, it's not an income of yours, it remains their money, they're just earmarking it to pay certain things, and they're making you their shliach to pay it. So then there's no purpose to take Meiser altogether. The money was already, Meiser was taken from that money already.
How specific do you have to be, like when you give your kid money to, you know, when they're away and or whatever? Like, I mean... This is only for buses and food and laundry, or like do you have to?
No, it depends how you figure out the money. How do you figure out how much you give them? Do you figure out because what they need? Right? Okay, you're going to need laundry, you're going to need this, so it's you tally it up and you give them that amount. Then that's called earmarking it, because you made the cheshbon based on their needs. If you just give them a certain amount, you do whatever you want with it, right? It's your money, do whatever you want. That's a different story. And you didn't figure it out. You just decided on an amount, and the charge should be more than what their expenses are, because otherwise, or you say, look, I'll pay your expenses, and this is spending money. Do what do you want with it? That's a different story. Okay. Then it speaks about bachrim who get stipends from the yeshiva itself. That we don't even speak about. A cotton. It's good to be mechanech a child to take meiser also, right, from his earnings. He's not surely not chayiv, and he's not chayiv as that's minik. However, somebody earned money when he was a cotton, and now he grows up, he should take meiser from that money. If he still has that money when he's a gadol, he doesn't have to go and take meiser from all the money he earned babysitting when he was a katan, or she was a katana, right? They don't have the money anymore. But if they have money that they earned, right, when they were a katan, right, they got it at their pidyon ben or something like that, or you know, whatever, got it at the bar mitzvah, they're not a katan anymore. So, and they put in the bank for them or whatever, and then they're going to use that money when they're a gadol, they should take meiser for that money. Women are chayiv to give meiser from their earnings just as much as men. It's not a halacha for men. It's a halacha that applies both to men and women. Somebody who is a bal chov, he owes people money. So before he takes off meiser and gives it to tzedakah, he should pay his debts. Right?
In other words, like a mortgage or a
loan? No. We're talking about debts that somebody that you're what's it called? Defunct? No. Right, and you owe money and it's due and you can't pay it. Not something you have a seder of paying, right, every month or whatever, right? That's you're mesudar, but you're not mesudar. if you give Meiser, right, you're not going to be able to pay your debt, and somebody else is going to suffer. So your responsibility to pay back your debt comes before your Meiser. Pay your debts. After you pay your debts, then what you have left you can take Meiser from.
How's that supposed to be done? I had to make sure that he has some sort of income that
No. It's not to be in order to chalach and turn an income. But if he earns an income, if he earns things, right? He goes babysitting, he mows people's lawns, he cleans people's cars before Pesach or whatever. We've had ketanim doing that. And they earn money. So you should instruct them that from the money they earn, they should give a tenth of tzedakah to get them into the habit. And when later on they'll be earning money when they're older, right, that they'll be in the habit of giving tzedakah. There's no meaning to mechanech them to earn money, badafka, to give tzedakah. But if you earn money, be mechanech them to give meiser from their earnings. So. Okay. That finishes this perek. And the next one is how to figure out the meisers. That's what we're going to learn next time. How to make the cheshbon of how to take meiser, whatever. Okay, let's see. Okay.